Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss,
your host.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This Tell Us Something event was recorded on July 7th, 2015, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was special in that all of the storytellers were graduates of the Tell Us Something Storytelling Summer Camp hosted by Tell Us Something and the Zootown Arts Community Center in Missoula, Montana. Storytellers tonight range in age from 11 to 15 years old. Today's story comes to us from Lucia Baker and is titled Big Sky Shenanigans. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm going to be telling a story called Big Sky Shenanigans. So every year, me and my family go to Big Sky, the ski resort, for my dad's work. Because he's a lawyer and something. I don't really know very much. And so our friend, her dad's also a lawyer. And so she's like a super close friend. She's like a second sister. We also conspire with her. And so we always stay in the Huntley Lodge, which is like, so the bottom floor is like, well, there are like four floors. The bottom floor is like this big kind of lobby-ish area where there are a whole bunch of couches and chairs where people can like hang out and stuff and like are there on their computer and drinking coffee and stuff like that. And so then there's the second floor, and then it's like this big hole, and it's like this square hallway around the big hole in the middle that like just looks down onto the lobby. And then the second floor is exactly like that, third floor, same. But then there are these big wooden, thick railings for, I don't really know, keep people from jumping. But it doesn't work that well because you can really get on top of them very easily. And so there are like two of them, and then there's a space in the middle that can fit about a doll size in it. And so there's always this one attendant that's always vacuuming on the bottom floor. So the reason that I'm telling this story is because I have this American Girl doll. They look pretty realistic, except, and she looks kind of like a baby, except for like the waist long, dark, thick brown hair. And so we bring like our swimsuits and hair ties and belts and stuff, and we make this big harness and a big long rope out of the things. And since all of them are like kind of stretchy, we throw it through the crack and we dangle it, and it like bounces from side to side, and we like narrate it. And so the vacuum demon that I mentioned, she's always, we call her the vacuum demon because like we always get in trouble with her. She's like, she just like does this thing with her finger. She's like gives you the stink eye. She's like, don't do that. No, no, no. And so, so this year there were like so many people watching. We had like a huge audience. And since there are a whole bunch of high school kids and like kids with families and college kids, they just like sit there and watch us. And like, so, and in the hallway beside it, people are like walking around still in their ski gear, coming in and out, and people, and there are like these shops around it, so they're like coming in and out of the shops and shopping and stuff, and they're just like walking around, minding their own business. And then we have, since there are three people, we have one person dangling and narrating, one person filming it, and then another person telling you when to drop it to freak the people out. And it's really funny because like when you drop it down, they like freak out and scream because they like, why would someone dangle a baby from the second floor of a hotel? Seriously. Not bald parents, right? And so since we dangle it and people like try and grab it, and since we narrow it, we're like, don't touch me. And we like say all these creepy things like, I know where you live. And since it's usually me and Catherine that do the narrating, Elise is probably the one telling us when to drop it and film it. But she does narrating too. She helps a lot. But sometimes like the harness breaks because there are like some of those hair ties that are like really weak and stuff. So it like breaks and the doll plummets and like hits the ground and we're like, oh crap, someone go get it now. And that's usually me because I cover my face with hair so they can't say what I look like. It's kind of like a robber mask or something. And so we go and get it. And then this first year, well, not first year, we've been doing it for a really long time. So there's a grandpa, there's this grandpa and this like tiny little baby. And then on the floors, there are like little seats around it. And so we go and Catherine's dangling it and we're filming and telling her what's going on. But she doesn't know that they're there and they're like sitting right by the railing. And she's like dropping it down and swinging it back and forth. But it's like coming super close to the people, but the baby's just like loving it. It's like trying to grab it and she's like, yeah. And the grandpa finally just like gets up and walks away because it like comes kind of close, like really close. And then this year we were like taking a break. It's kind of tiring, not really, but we're just kind of a little tiny bit lazy. And so we were sitting, and then we were on the top floor. And on the top floor, there's this office for, like, ski patrollers and the security people. I don't really know what's inside of it because, like, I'm not allowed in there. And so the ski patroller comes by and walks by us, and he's like, you kids stay here. And we're like, oh, crap, what's going on? We're, like, going to get kicked out of this resort. And then he comes back, like, 10 minutes later, and he's like, have some stickers. You guys are awesome. And we're like, what? Stickers? We thought we were, like, in serious trouble, and they were going to, like, call our parents and say, like, you guys have to leave this resort right now. It's like, oh, stickers, of course. And so we're like, we get the stickers. And we always do this, like, before we go skiing when our parents are still eating breakfast. And so, like, we say, oh, let's go and do the, dangle the doll. And so, like, and so we, this year, there, and like every year, there's this one group of kids that like always chases us from floor to floor trying to find us. But we always stay ahead of them because we use the stairs, but they use the elevators, which are like slow. Yeah. This year was like by far the best year. Best year of all. Even the vacuum demon smiled. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever, MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Zootown Arts Community Center is a nonprofit arts community center providing arts facilities and instructive expertise. The ZAC delivers all ages arts education, fosters sustainable community development, and provides accessible, life-enriching art experiences for Missoula residents and visitors. ZootownArts.org. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust, Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Production of the podcast is by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events. Thank you to those who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers Mason Catmull, Jack Catmull, Matika Begletter, Elise Baker, Lakesh Begletter, and Lucia Baker. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. Tell us something. Thanks for listening.